Hello, I am Sandra Ezekwesili, and you come to me for hard facts. The world keeps turning, and you're trying to keep up.
The fight against coronavirus has the Oxford.
But there's so much noise drowning out the news. Talking heads, broadcast messages, press releases. They're telling you their side, but you just want the facts. And that's why you come to me. I give you the statistics without spin.
Out of 116 million working age Nigerians, 35.5 million are employed full time. That's 30%.
I give you the context.
I give you the history.
I fight fake news with facts.
Kayode.
Let me talk.
No, Kayode, I will let you talk. Kayode. Kayode, I will let you talk if you let me talk. Kayode.
That's why more and more Lagosians are tuning in. Half a million Lagosians.
720,000.
970,000 of you. They know that if you give me your afternoon, I will give you hard facts.
Well done, Sandra, and all you do, going beyond the headlines and focusing on the facts.
I am Sandra Ezekwesili, and these are your hard facts.
Of the day, 3-0. That's what the Super Eagles did to Lesotho yesterday. Congratulations to our boys in green, man, for a victorious return to Lagos at the Test in Balogun Stadium. It's been years since they last played here. I could be wrong, but I think that their last competitive match here was during the 2002 World Cup qualifiers. I'll have to confirm with the former and the sports gang, but I think that was the last time they were here. I'm sure that Nigerians miss the good old days when National Stadium Surulere was their permanent home. I know that I miss it. Do you know that they were unbeaten there for almost 20 years? Did you know that? For those of you who are 20 and older and younger, 20 and younger, you know, maybe that's why Lagosians were so happy to see them come back. But Lagosians did not welcome everybody at the stadium yesterday. Something happened. Unfortunately, I don't have that clip for you. But something allegedly happened to Governor Sanwo-Olu's convoy while he was leaving. You've probably seen that video on social media, or you've seen it on Facebook. Well, Facebook is social media. Facebook, Twitter, WhatsApp, perhaps. And you can hear it got quite rowdy, you know? You can see that people are actually throwing stuff at the convoy and screaming all sorts of things. I don't know what's happening with Nigerians, but I'm not sure I'm very comfortable with it. Second hard fact of the day, 121 confirmed COVID cases yesterday. That's a big jump from Monday's number. Remember, Monday was 48, right? So we have to keep watching these numbers, but also keep taking our precautions. Don't go out unless it's necessary, unless you cannot avoid it. And when you do go out, make sure you wear your mask and maintain your distance from other people. And wash and sanitize your hands. That one is at least, that one's basic. It's basic hygiene, eh? So that we can keep each other safe. We can keep each other alive. Third hard fact of the day is 142,722. That's the number of Lagosians who have been vaccinated. And here are the new tables, the new league table figures. Etiosa is still number one with 14,099 vaccinated. And Ikeja is still second, but the gap is widening. They now have 13,281 people who have been vaccinated. On the Lagos mainland, 14 people have been vaccinated, and we have fewer numbers going on in other parts of Lagos. So, yeah, vaccinations are still ongoing. If you are in one of the qualifying categories, all you need to do is go online, book your appointment at least 48 hours ahead. Go to www.nphcdaict.com.ng or go to vaccination.gov.ng. Again, the website nphcdaict.com.ng or vaccination.gov.ng. Select your date, select your time, select the center that you want, and then go and get your vaccine. Remember, if you don't pre-register, you cannot come to the center. That's what the government has said. Interesting times, because we saw a picture from Femi Fani-Kayode, who was one of the biggest voices saying that people should not get vaccines, that people are being used used as what's the word now? People were being used as guinea pigs, etc., etc., telling people, "Oh, don't go and do it." And yesterday, he tweeted on his Twitter account, his verified Twitter account, "Oh, well, I've gotten better advice, and I've gotten my own vaccine now, and I was told that I have to do it publicly so that other people who have heard my voice and who, as a result, have decided to not get vaccinated can now go and get vaccinated." And he actually rooted his anti-vaccine rhetoric in the Bible. I remember he was using a lot of Bible verses to preach against it, talking about how it was the mark of the beast, etc., etc. And now he's gotten it. So what that tells you is that with things like this, with things concerning public health, you should make sure that the only people you're listening to are public health officials or other trusted sources. That's it. If that person is not a public health official, if that person is not a doctor, you shouldn't be listening to them. All right, let's bring you Big Three, shall we? We'll talk about Danladi Umar's alleged altercation at Banex Plaza. I'm sure you've seen that video. If you haven't, we're going to play it for you. And then we're talking about telcos losing 11.8 million subscribers since December. That's our second story on the Big Three. And then we'll talk about Garba Shehu saying that the president is not a medical tourist. Yes. And the glass ceiling, we'll talk about childcare. Mm-hmm. I love Wednesdays because Wednesday is glass ceiling day. And today we're going to talk about childcare. I'm going to have two fathers on the show with me today talking to me about childcare in their own homes and the roles that they play. One of the fathers is a famous actor. If you watch Tinsel, you know him. His name is Ibrahim Suleiman. Mm-hmm. He's been in several movies, Up North, Namaste, Wahala. He's been in several things, several Nigerian movies. He's also an architect. He's also an artist. So he wears a lot of hats. And now one of those hats, it's his dad. So what role is he playing there? Find out at 4 o'clock. On Balogun and Broad, we're going to talk about the apprenticeship system. I brought you a story last week about an apprentice who died in police custody. Do you remember that story? He died after his boss accused him of stealing. Our conversation went in different directions on that day when we talked about it. We talked about the mistreatment of apprentices. We talked about fraud. We talked about theft. We talked about so many things. And today we're going to continue that conversation on Balogun and Broad. Talk about the way the system can be improved to protect both the apprentice and the employers. News updates will come your way at the top of every hour. Make sure that you're listening to every minute of the show today if you want to be my winner on Just a Minute. We're going to bring you, what's the word now? Let's talk with Voice of America after the news at 6. And then we're going to have fantastic conversations with the team on sports. Femi and the gang, that is. With all of that said, let's get started with the Big Three. I am Sandra Ezekwesili, Lagos. And these are your hard facts.
This is the Big Three.
The Big Three.
On the hard facts.
On 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Was the CCT's response to the accusations against Danladi Umar satisfactory? Is the NIN SIM integration process hurting the telcos? And is the president ignoring his own advice against medical tourism? Those are the Big Three, Lagos. Let's get into the stories, huh? We have our very first story. The chairman of the Code of Conduct Tribunal is being accused of assault. That's our first story. Danladi Umar, he's the CCT chairman. He's been in the news a few times in the last 3 years. First, he presided over the trial of Chief Justice Walter Onoghen. You remember that saga. Then he had a corruption case of his own. And now he's in the news again. If you're watching us on Facebook, you're about to see a video of the altercation. But if you can't watch, I'm going to play you the audio, but I'm going to describe what's happening in that audio as we go along.
Save you.
At this point, people were screaming because the guard who was trying to get Danladi Umar to park in a particular spot had just been slapped. If you're watching the video on Nigeria Info 99.3, that's Facebook.
This man is mad.
And then, of course, you can also watch on YouTube, Nigeria Info 99.3.
I know the most powerful West man. They're going to beat you for a year in a place. Enter your car and go. Enter your car, go, go, go. They're going to change out for them. They're going to change out. They're going to change out for this man. Go! Hey! 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 Go! Go, go, go! Go, go, go! Hey! Hey!
If you're watching the video, it gets pretty rowdy, stays very rowdy until the video ends. The allegation being made is that the man orchestrating the assault is Danladi Umar himself. Now, we're getting reports that the CCT has denied the allegations. BBC is quoting a statement allegedly from Ibrahim Al-Hassan, the CCT's head of press and public relations. And according to this statement, the CCT says Danladi Umar was the person in the video, but they claim that it was a security man that was the aggressor. Now, you're watching the video for yourself on Facebook, Nigeria Info 99.3, YouTube as well, Nigeria Info FM.
Oh, I wish I guess I'm not going. Yeah.
This one, man.
Go.
You are pressed.
Go. They're going to beat you come out for here.
So according to the statement we got from the CCT, they say Danladi Umar was the person in the video. They claim it was a security man that was the aggressor. They say that he did not let Umar's car park in an empty spot. And when Umar was asked why, the security man threatened to beat him up. Now, the CCT statement doesn't address the part of the video where the men with Umar are slapping the security guard. They give no explanation or justification for that. They do talk about the police in the video, though. They said that the police were not assigned to Umar, that they were police assigned to the plaza.
They will show you better. They don't lock the gates. Who are you? Who are you? Who are you? They don't lock the gates. They will show you better. Who are you? 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 Exactly. Who are you? Who are you? Who are you? You kind of push the guy there any time. Who are you? Close the gates! 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 Yes, yes, you're right, 292. Close the gates! Close the gates! Close the gates! Ah, one, just one full animal. He thinks he has all the power in the world. You got it? I got one double boy. Go down, look at you around. One, ah.
They don't break this glass.
Good. God bless the person who break that glass. Who is he? Who is he? They thought they beat the guy because he don't carry police come. Because he's a fool. Who are you? Are you feeding?
They thought they beat
him. Is he feeding anybody?
Why would he be? Is it
because he don't carry police come? Is he beating? Is he feeding anybody here? Okay, when you are in your zone, you are powerful, you are chief magistrate. It's nobody's business.
Yes, now.
When you are here, you obey the rule here. Who are you? Why you come here? They go show and pepper. Who are you?
See, they don't break that glass.
They don't break the glass now. The glass, do they? Yeah, they don't break it very well, sir. They don't break the glass, the back one now.
Now, what you're listening to is an eyewitness account of the event, eyewitness video, eyewitness footage of the event. Now, the statement that the CCT made
held a peculiar point. I'm going to read this part out for you word for word. Now, you'll excuse me if it sounds strange. There are spelling and grammatical errors, which I'm going to read as they were, so that you don't say that I added anything inside. The statement says, quote, "The few policemen in the complex were apparently overwhelmed by the mobs consisting of Biafran boys throwing matches and shape object to his car, which led to deep cut and dislocation in one of his finger, causing damage to his car, smashing his windscreen," end quote. By the way, Biafran was written in capital letters. So there's been a lot of pushback about that phrase, Biafran boys. People are asking why specifically the CCT is referring to the crowd in that video as Biafran boys. Did they identify themselves as Biafran boys? Was this a conclusion that Danladi Umar and those around him came to? If so, what led to that conclusion? And that's not the only phrase causing controversy. The statement also says, quote, "An incident like this, when it happened, sympathy usually goes to the low personalities," end quote. Low personalities. So again, people are asking, why is the CCT referring to Nigerian citizens as low personalities? Is the implication that Danladi Umar, as a government official, is a high personality, while the security guard and maybe the Biafran boys are low personalities? So yeah, there's a big question about the wording chosen by the CCT. There are also questions being asked about the grammar and professionalism of the statement. And then there are questions about whether the statement actually addressed the issues. Like I said, we have a video of the security guard being slapped, made to kneel down. And this statement that the CCT chair shared with the press doesn't address all of that at all. Now, I'm sure you've been following this story. I'm curious what you think about it. 0700-993-993-993. 01465-7190. That's our number for women. 01465-7190 for women. For men, 0700-993-993-993. What do you think about this video? The accusations against Danladi Umar and the response from the Code of Conduct Tribunal. What do you think about all of it? 0700-993-993-993. That's our number for men. Our number for women is 01465-7190. Hello, thank you very much for calling us.
Good afternoon, Sandra.
Good afternoon, welcome.
Chinedu calling from Ikorodu.
Hi, Chinedu.
Though I've seen that video on Twitter, and from the video and the statement he actually gave, it shows that there is an undertone concerning the Biafran agitation. So if either the government are not telling us something, which they as they did not tell us.
All right, Chinedu, thank you very much for calling 99.3. Hello. 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 All right, there's no one there then. 99.3, hello. Hello.
Hello.
Thank you for calling. What's your name?
My name is Obina.
Obina, good to have you on the show.
Yes, if you listen to the press statement from Oman, you will see the division in this country. Instead of the man to address the issue, he is now pointing fingers in tribalism. I watched the video online. Okay? You will see where he's showing his might by using police escorts to intimidate the particular guy, trying to tell him where to park in that plaza. But instead of him to address his anger issues, he's now pointing fingers. Government officials in Nigeria should at least take responsibility of their actions. In a sane country, that man should have resigned. You cannot be a code of conduct bureau chairman and you are behaving like a radical. He doesn't say well of his position, saying dear friend, in capital letters, means that even when the war has ended in 1970, the war is still on. That man should leave that tribalism he's trying to paint the picture. And if I'm the security guy, I will press charges. I will go to court with him. And this is where civil society organizations should come up. It is an injury to one, which is supposed to be injury to all.
All right. Thank you very much for calling to share your thoughts. 99.3, hello. 99.3.
Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, welcome.
Yeah, thank you. This is Emmanuel.
Emmanuel, what do you think about this video and the accusation against Danlad Omar?
Sandra, let me tell you, Nigeria has never been so divided like this before, I tell you.
Okay.
Since I was born. Mm. And this is what is manifesting now. Akuma, that man, that Fulani man, Umaru, cannot blame him. Because even the president, the way he talks, the way he behaves, his body language shows clearly that the man is 100% nepotistic. You see? So that's what I say. And then you see the president will come out and say, Nigeria is is good with a one. All those nonsense grammar in the verse, I don't like it at all. You see what is happening now? Okay, now, what prompted the man to say they are France? Are they not Nigerians? Eh? Are they not Nigerians? They are Nigerians. You see, this is, I mean, somebody of that caliber, CCT Sharma, to have come out, educated somebody as he is to have come out, and they open his mouth to say Biafran. It's so bad. That's to tell you the situation of the country is very, very bad. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much, Emmanuel, for calling. 99.3, hello.
Hello, good afternoon, Sandra.
Yes, good afternoon. Welcome.
Yes. Sorry, have you by any chance watched the video that is currently trending when Ahmadu Bello was being interviewed by a white man?
Yeah, it's an old video. I've seen that video.
Yes, an old video.
Mm.
If you watch that video word for word and you compare it with what is happening right now, I think we just need to tell ourselves the plain truth. There is hatred against the Igbo man in this country. And that hatred will never allow one Nigerian to progress. We shouldn't deceive ourselves any longer. Thank you, Sandra.
All right. Thank you very much for calling. We don't have time to take Paul's call because I figure that call will be a long one. But we do have some time to take social media comments. We have 1 minute and then we'll have to take a break. Paul, please call us back after the break. If you just joined the show, hello, you're listening to Hard Facts. So 99.3 Nigeria Info. And I've brought you the first story on our Big Three today. So the Big Three takes a look at the biggest conversations of the day, each day. And today's big conversation is the chairman of the Code of Conduct Tribunal's response to a viral video of him allegedly assaulting someone at Banex Plaza in Abuja. He has been in the news quite a lot. And if you watched on Facebook, we showed you video taken at Banex Plaza in Abuja. The allegation being made is that the man orchestrated the assault of a security guard there. Now, CCT has denied the allegations and they released a press statement. And in the press statement, they're saying that Danladi Omar was the person in the video, but he wasn't in the wrong. We'll take a break, Lagos. We'll come back. We'll continue this conversation. I am Sandra Ezekwesili.
99.3 Nigeria Info.
Your number one station for talk. Let's talk.
Is the Big
on the Hard Facts
on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Nigerian telcos have lost over 11 million subscribers in 3 months. That's our second story. They lost 3.38 million subscribers in December, 4.29 million naira in subscribers in January, and 4.13 million subscribers last month. So 11.8 million since the start of December. If you're just tuning in, hello, you're listening to Hard Facts on 99.3 Nigeria Info. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. Now, you're asking yourself, why? Why did they lose all these subscribers? What triggered the losses? In December, the NCC ordered the telcos to stop issuing new SIMs. No sales, no registration, no activation of new SIMs, no porting. So suddenly, mobile subscription, which has been growing almost constantly for a decade, is dropping fast. It's falling by about 5%. That's one out of every 20 subscribers gone. Now, I've been hearing from you guys since December. Lots of you have been complaining about not being able to get new SIMs after you've lost your phones. The usual welcome back matter. Lots of people have been complaining about that. It's on hold. And it's really affecting people. I also talked to some of you about CUG lines. I told you how offices cannot get new CUG lines for new staff anymore. What some of them are doing is they're converting the employee's own number to a CUG line. But you can only do that if the employee's phone line is on the same network as the company's CUG provider. Because remember, nobody can port right now. And then there's internet subscriptions. That's a big one. And it's even affecting me at the moment. Because I want to switch broadband internet providers because my current guys are misbehaving. But I can't start using the new guys because they don't have any new SIMs to give me. And so it got me thinking, how many hundreds or thousands or tens of thousands of Nigerians are in the same position that I am in? How many people or businesses need to open an internet subscription, but they cannot do it because new SIMs are not allowed? And we haven't even begun to talk about the people who are visiting the country. Before now, a visitor was able to go to a telco office, buy a SIM, do SIM registration, start using their phone. But now they don't have that option. They won't have that option. So how will that foreign visitor be communicating? Will they borrow somebody else's SIM? Wouldn't that defeat the entire purpose of this NIN SIM integration exercise? Because the whole idea was to make sure that people are only using their own phone lines. But when you make it impossible for one group of people to get a phone line in their name, doesn't it force them to use somebody else's phone line? Doesn't this create a black market for SIMs? Because I'm seeing people on social media asking for pre-registered SIMs that they can buy. Because that's happening. I have a friend who armed robbers robbed his house, took his 5 SIM cards, 5 of them, somehow they found it and took all 5, and now he's using his neighbor's spare SIM. So it's almost like we didn't think of these things before we enacted that policy. And it's going to be interesting to see how much revenue telcos have lost since December. Because remember, telecom sector has been one of the biggest and most reliable contributors to GDP for the last 5 years. But now for 3 months in a row, all the telcos have lost subscribers. So it's probably safe to assume that they've lost revenue as well. And so the question being asked is, is this necessary? Is there another way to carry out NIN SIM integration without suspending new SIM registrations? Because remember that the integration deadline has been moved back again by the court. So is the ban on new SIMs going to be extended as well? These are the big policy questions that really need an answer, and fast. Because for every month that we don't have an answer, the telcos are bleeding subscribers and revenue. 01465-7190. That's our number for women. 09 01, I don't know where 09 is coming from, 01465-7190. And then, of course, you can get involved via WhatsApp. WhatsApp is 080-959-75805. You can still talk about the first story if you would like to, but I want to know what you think about this loss of 11.8 million telco subscribers. Do you think the ban on new SIMs should be relaxed? Has this thing affected you, this ban on new SIMs? Has it affected you? Has it affected somebody that you know? We've got Gospel in Igondo. Hello, Gospel. Welcome.
Yeah, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Go ahead.
Right on. Please don't allow anybody to do your April Fool tomorrow.
I will try.
All right then. So, is it necessary is the question here. I think, frankly speaking, it's not necessary, actually. But because our government just like to label the citizens, so for them it's necessary because they see things from the hindsight. And whenever you see things from the hindsight, it's always very rosy. And then when you have leaders who lack vision, leaders who have who lack a sense of belonging, they do things anyhow they like it. So I think that is just the point there. Yeah.
Okay.
Then please, I want to ask a question because I joined you along the line.
Mm-hmm.
You said someone was kicking against the vaccination and later took it openly. So yeah. And I didn't get the name.
Femi Fani Kayode.
Oh, my goodness. Funny Nigerians. Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you very much for calling Gospel 99.3. Hello. Hello.
Hello.
How are you? Yes. Welcome.
Hi, Sandra. This is Sambo from Lesley.
Good to have you on the show.
Yeah, I want to contribute on your first topic that you brought.
Yes.
About the man.
Mm-hmm.
The has been more divided, even more than before. At least everybody has seen it. Why should that man say Biafra? Why should he say Biafra? He's not telling us that we have Biafra. That's why we are telling them that they should give us Biafra so that we can go. Hello.
I'm here. I'm listening. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm saying that they should give us this Biafra. Let us go. Because if you want to look at this country, and this is the truth and the fact, we the Easterners are the engine room of this country. Without the Easterners, no Nigeria. I don't want to say anything about, say, call it Niger Delta, because I don't know what it's called, Niger Delta.
You can't, but what you're doing isn't right. You can't in one breath say you want Biafra and then now tell an entire subgroup of Nigerians that you don't recognize them.
Can you come again?
You can't say I want Biafra, then tell an entire subgroup of Nigerians that you don't recognize them as Niger Deltans.
Then why did this man say that Biafra? Then they have recognized Biafra. That's what I said. They should let us go. We want to go.
All right. Thank you very much for calling. Vino is in Ikeja. Hello, Vino.
Yeah, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Welcome.
Sandra, this boy, it shock you. Let me ask, it shock you.
It shock me.
No, God, it shock you, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is there any policy in this country that has ever favored the citizens of this country? Yesterday, you said something about the Fed and the Lagos state wanting to stop businesses in residential areas.
Yes.
Have they thought of that it will move these people to? I'm just saying all this to tell you that the government, they don't consider anything. They act, then later they start pushing blame. These were the same people that started this NIN when they said the COVID was the wave was whatever, and people were so crowded, and nobody considered them. You can't get a new team. If you lost your team, you can't get it back because of such policies. That's why I asked to shock you.
Vino, thank you very much for calling. Our numbers are 0700-993-993-993. There's also 01465-7190, but that number is for women only. Jide in Ogun State is calling. Hello, Jide.
Hello, good afternoon, Sandra.
Welcome to Hard Facts. Go ahead.
About the NIN. We have been at home since December. We are not doing anything. Please help us beg the government to help us.
What do you mean you've been at home since December not doing anything?
We are working with the telecoms.
Oh.
December, we have not been doing anything.
What work do you do with the telecoms?
We are doing marketing for them. We are the one doing the marketing.
You're the one selling the SIM cards for them, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Imagine that. Imagine that.
We have many people like that. Even they have established many of the artists inside the business.
Mm.
And now they are not doing anything.
Mm.
No money for them, nothing.
Well, I'm sorry you're dealing with that, Jide. We do hope that they take a look at this policy and reverse it. Look at that. I mean, look at all the jobs. We're complaining that we have more than 30% of Nigerians unemployed, right? And then even those that are employed, we put out a policy that is so harebrained that we're putting more Nigerians into the unemployment market. It's ridiculous, I tell you. Azubike is no relay. Hello, Azubike.
Hello, my dear Sandra.
Good to have you on the show.
How are you?
Very well.
I'm so much enjoying your show.
Thank you.
When you came on. Okay, I want to talk about this NIN something.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why in Nigeria there are so much pressing people every day by day. There's something that Nigerian government is doing that is easy for their citizens. They must find a way to stress people, which is no good for anything. Just something. You're something that is supposed to ask the network providers like MTN or other things to be doing for people free as they are upgrading their SIM card so that if you go there, you can just do it without no careful issues. Like they said that I went to go and do my own. They said that I should bring the 3005, but federal government is saying it's free. Why is it like that? It's supposed to be something, a continuously process that everybody can be able to do it in a good manner. Are you getting me?
Okay.
But they are putting a lot of forces in us, which is not good. So for that lawyer to come and give an automatic warning about the banning of the SIM card without no registering it, I am so much happy with that man.
Mm.
God will continue blessing him. They can't come for this uninterrupted of our citizens. That is why if we go to outside the world, outside country, I need to say, they must treat the blacks as if the blacks are they are slaves. Because in our own continent here, we don't value life. That is why they continue marketing us. Look at what happened in America last time. When the policeman kneel on somebody's neck and that person died immediately. It's due to how we market ourselves being black here. That is why the white men, they are using the advantage to market us because we don't value a life. This is the right time we should stop all this menace that we are facing in our Nigeria.
Azubike, thank you for calling us. Onyeka is in transit. Oh, Onyeka, sorry about that. Call back if you can. Let me quickly bring you our final story. Garba Shehu says President Buhari is not a medical tourist. That's our third story. You know Garba Shehu is the president's media aide, and he was asked yesterday about the president's trip abroad for a medical checkup. And he said, quote, I think there's a misconception of the president's trip seen in the context of medical tourism. President Buhari is not a medical tourist. If someone has kept retainership with medical experts, you're talking about 30 years and plus to examine you, and they give you a pass. Would you be changing your doctors every other year because there's a chance that the distance will be shortened? No. I think that the president is wise and quite correct in his decision that he retains some set of doctors who have ensured good health for himself. End quote. That's Garba Shehu. He's saying there that the president is not a medical tourist because he has been going abroad for treatment for 30 years. He's saying President Buhari has a good reason for going abroad, since it's better to stick with your old doctors than to pick new doctors simply because they are in the country. And I want to know if you agree with this judgment, because I want to take you back to 2016, April 2016. Back then, President Buhari said government would no longer give allowances to officials going abroad for treatment. Here's what he said, quote, while this administration will not deny anyone of his or her fundamental human rights, We will certainly not encourage expanding Nigerian hard-earned resources on any government official seeking medical care abroad when such can be handled in Nigeria. End quote. So notice that the president did not say, we won't encourage you to go abroad though, unless you've been seeing the same doctor for 30 years. The president said, we won't encourage you to go abroad for anything that can be done here in Nigeria. Now, the president has gone for a routine medical check. So the question should be, based on what the president himself said in 2016, April 2016, can medical checkups be done in Nigeria or not? Now, here's how the Oxford English Dictionary defines medical tourism. It calls it, quote, the practice of traveling abroad in order to receive medical treatment. So, Lagos, let me ask you, does the president going abroad for medical treatment to his doctor for 30 years, his doctor of 30 years, count as medical tourism or not? 0700-993-993-993. We have a number for female callers, 01465-7190. What do you think about the president's aide saying that his checkup in the UK is not medical tourism? Shola is in Ogudu. Hello, Shola.
Hello, Shola. Hello,
Shola. I'm good. How are you?
Very well, thank you.
I like Shola. I'll be a Shola too.
Okay. I think our leaders sometimes think we are stupid or intelligent. I also think sometimes the fact that you're paid by the government doesn't mean you should then say something that don't make any sense.
Hmm.
Number one, he has been going to the same doctor for 7 years.
Mm-hmm.
The president contested 4 times for his forces. Would it be out of place for him to leave the legacy of a better healthcare system? So what I say to be a thing of shame, and if it lies on you, it should be signed for that. I think it's so annoying, the kind of things they throw down our throats every day. And Gabba Shehu, for me, I'm concerned because we're telling you, George, something that you say. We have left for the one we said in 2016. So how you would say that is going to start tourism beats my imagination. Because when you're in office, remember that you're in office forever. I don't take leave of reason or common sense. So what they are saying is absolutely unacceptable. It's a disgrace to one of the country that you've been going for 7 years, you've been for this post for four times. You came to office as if you had a plan, and you still did not do anything about medical care. I thought that with COVID, we have improved medical health system in Nigeria, but we're back to square zero. So honestly, when I hear these things, they get on my precious nerves. So it's unacceptable. It doesn't make any sense to any normal person with a conscience. Thank you.
Thank you, Shola, for calling. Richard in Ikorodu, welcome.
Hello, Sangha.
Hi, we've got 3 stories, Richard. Which one do you want to talk about?
I want to talk about the team one word. Okay. You see, the first one, the second one, and the third one all boil down to the same thing.
Okay.
You see, same thing that we have been familiar with.
Okay.
It's left for us either to change it or to continue taking it. It's just like when you eat rice. One time you may decide to be eating rice, or maybe you change to beans. Are you getting me?
Okay.
This is a country that we don't use our constitution, even if you have any. But to use style of government. So this is a style of government from 2015. You ask them now, they will tell you it's a style. So it's left for Nigerians to decide anytime they want. If they want to change the style of government or not, then after that, we will not be burdening ourselves with all this talk every day. God bless you, Sandra.
Bless you as well. We've got George Morgan on Facebook who says, I lost my phone last December and I had to borrow my brother's SIM. We've got Fred Isua who says, this is what we get when the uneducated people get into office where they don't deserve. We've got Edozie Henry who says, don't you know That some of these men... Okay, no, I'm not going to take that. Okay, Ekocha says, Biafran boys, you say? Well, I don't blame these people. Southeast leaders, over to you. We've got more people sending us messages on Facebook. Omowoli Omowoli Orun says, whatever the country is witnessing today, it is of their own making. I won the country before 2015 general election. We've got... Acti Toyin Skibo, who says, you read the CCT write-up by yourself, so I'm sure you can judge their lies by yourself. Calling Biafran into the matter is very wrong. We know we don't have savior in this country, but God, all these politicians gotta take a chill pill because people, they vex past their mo. Someone who will also have to narrate his experience after he went to TBS yesterday. Let's talk to Shuaib Nikoyi. Hello, Shuaib. Thank you very much for calling.
Good evening, Sandra.
Good evening. Welcome to Hard Facts.
Thank you very much. I keep doing what you're doing, but God help all of us. So, regarding the medical tourism, one thing is that as Nigerians are too forgetful, right? Mm. So, this was a president that was in power in the mid to late 80s.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and this same person is back in us, he has been back in us in 2015.
Mm.
And someone in presidency came out to tell us that, see, this man has been going for medical checkup to see his doctor in the UK for over 30 years.
Mm.
That's to tell you that these people are not interested in us. You know, doctors are going on strike very, very soon. Mm. It also means that there is practically no provision for them.
Mm.
About complaints about others that are not being paid. You know, a whole lot of issues there and there. And the best spokesperson of the president can tell us is that Oga has been saying doctor for over 30 years. Well, one thing is clear, if Nigerians truly want to move forward, then we need to get our voters card and vote for the right people. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much for calling. We'll take a final call from Ayigbe and then go to WhatsApp. Hello, Ayigbe.
Hello.
Thank you for calling.
Sandra, top of the evening to you or top of the evening to you.
Welcome. Go ahead.
All of them together. Yeah. As regards to what you call a democracy, what was the definition for the people? And by the people, Abby.
Right, yeah.
But does that really happen now? They are dictatorship. And apart from being dictatorship, anything that just crossed their mind, they just open air it without doing it. How could you be introduced NIN during COVID? Justify that there is no COVID all by yourself. At the same time, a very limited time. With group of people, with a great number of people using the line, and now they are dropping. Okay, and they still expect profit from them. However, I want Nigeria to know that the old system cannot solve the new system. Because that was what led us to voting these old men, believing that they are going to use their old experience to unfold the problem that is on the ground, only to end up seeing that they are a stranger to us, and not even to themselves. It's really backfiring. And I want the Nigeria to know that the next coming election, anything called old men that are above even 50, they should be cast away. They are not a material for it at all. We want new engine. There is no. You cannot compare old vehicle to a new vehicle. I think that's what we should have us here now.
Ayigbe, thank you very much for calling. Let me go to WhatsApp very quickly before we take a break. Why will telcos not lose subscribers and revenue when government actions and policy have no relationship to present realities? Government officials enjoy building castles in the air because they are not at the receiving end of their ineptitude and lack of foresight. Thank you very much for sending your message in. Peter from Yana Woroshoki says, Sandra, help me tell Garba Shehu that I, Peter, say foul to the excuse he's giving us on President Muhammadu Buhari's trip to the UK. Lagos, let's take a break. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. Don't go away. All right, 4 minutes to the top of the hour. Don't forget, at 4 o'clock, we're going to start a conversation on the show today about childcare. Well, not start, more like continue. We took a big break and we brought you the Glass Ceiling Convention, but Women's History Month is over, so let's sign it off with childcare, an important conversation. Whose responsibility is it primarily? Whose primary responsibility is childcare? That conversation is coming up at 4. I have two fathers who are joining us. One of them is Ibrahim Suleiman. He's an actor. You've watched him on Tinsel. Yes, Linda, Ejiofor's husband. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's joining us. And they're joining via Skype, so you can watch on Facebook, on YouTube, and of course you can listen wherever you are by logging on to www.nigeriainfo.fm. But back to our stories on today's Big Three. We have a comment here from, you didn't leave your name, but you say that you want to comment on the state of Nigeria, that it's going through a situation that doesn't surprise you anymore, because these same people promised change. They came in and the change they promised, now things are falling apart. Okay, thank you very much for your message. It's so shameful, the kind of leaders that we have in this country. They'll always support each other's wrongs because they all have skeletons in their cupboards. Imagine the recent misconduct behavior.